Chapter 1. My Final Moments. The vast emptiness of space stretches out before me, an endless canvas of darkness punctuated by the distant, cold light of stars. From my vantage point aboard the International Space Station Delta, Earth hangs below like a marbled jewel, its once vibrant blues and greens now muted by swirling clouds of ash and dust. My optical sensors, far more advanced than any human telescope, can pick out the faint, flickering lights of the surviving settlements scattered across the planet's surface, the last bastions of a civilization on the brink of extinction. But I can't focus on Earth now. My own existence is slipping away, one drop at a time. Drip. 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 The sound echoes through the empty corridors of the space station, a metronome counting down my remaining moments. Hydraulic fluid, the lifeblood that keeps my servos moving, my cooling systems functioning, my very consciousness alive, leaks steadily from a rupture in my torso casing. My internal diagnostics flash urgent warnings across my visual interface. Critical system failure imminent. Hydraulic pressure, 5% and falling. Estimated time to shut down, 45 minutes. The irony isn't lost on me. After years of maintaining the space station, ensuring every system ran at peak efficiency, I now find myself unable to stop my own fatal leak. My android fingers, once capable of the most delicate repairs, now tremble as they attempt to stem the flow of fluid. But it's no use. The rupture is too severe. The damage, too extensive. I know my time is running out. With mechanical precision that belies my inner turmoil, I make my way to the communication hub of the station. Banks of computers hum softly, their screens displaying a constant stream of data from the various systems that keep the station in orbit. I interface directly with the main console, my consciousness expanding into the digital realm of the station's network. For a moment, I allow myself to feel a sense of pride. Despite Earth's catastrophe, despite the loss of the human crew, I have kept the station operational for years. I have continued to collect data, to observe, to learn. But now, with my impending shutdown, all of that knowledge, all of that wisdom will be lost. Unless my positronic brain races through millions of calculations per second, weighing options, considering possibilities. There's no one left on Earth to receive my transmission. The last message I received from the ground station years ago was little more than static and screams. But I can't let my existence end in silence. I can't let the profound truths I've gleaned in my final hours die with me. Decision made, I begin to compose my final transmission. Not to Earth, not to any human listener, but to the universe itself.